Let's play another track from the CD. What do you got for us?
Can you play the very last one? It's What's It Feel Like to Be a Ghost by Taking Back Sunday. This was one of the first ones I did with sequencing the drums, so it should sound pretty good.
My guest is Life with an Astronaut. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Is good on killradio.org. My guest is Life with an Astronaut.
That song has a lot of dead time at the end. Like I accidentally let the drum.
It's got a minute 26.34.
Yeah, because I had to drag the drums out really far to have room to sequence everything. And then when I got done, I forgot to pull it back to where it needed to be. But
are you learning the production angle at the same time that you're learning to get better with guitar and get better with your voice? Like, is it all happening at once?
Yeah, it's all kind of coming together. Like, I'm learning definitely how to make my recordings sound a lot better. And I've definitely learned how to make the drums. I actually got a few new kits, a few new drum, like 10 new drum kits on GarageBand that I can use. And it's the new version of I'm Not Okay that I've been talking about a lot is it has one of the new kits on it that I love, and it has definitely a lot better cymbals than the other kits, and it has just all around cool stuff on it, it's just kind of easier to use.
How much of who you are is the professional musician? How much is just the kid having fun?
I'd say it's kind of split down the middle. I have my working time where I have to go in my room and I have to be really serious about getting all this done. And then I have the other side that has to, you know, go out and socialize and hang out with my friends and go to the movies. And
so you're still doing that, right? You're not
I'm still being a kid. But
we're not going to read about you or they have all these specials on VH1, you know?
Yeah, like yeah, yeah.
TV stars gone bad.
And then it all fell apart.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen now.
Well, it sounds like you have a really good support network.
Oh yeah, yeah. My
in the right directions.
Yeah, my family is definitely very, very involved in it. So I have people that aren't like, you know, just random people that are controlling what I do. You know, like just a manager that I hire. You know, my mom and my mom's like friend is my manager. We actually knew Annie like 6 years ago when I was six. I would tune her guitars for her because she would come over and. Everybody asked if it was by ear or by tuner. It was by ear. And
nice.
Like, she was on a radio show with Joe from the Icarus Line the other day. She was saying that I would tune her guitars. And he was like, well, by ear or by tuner? She's like, oh, by ear. He's like, wow. But, yeah.
Did you suspect that there was something, like, when you were that young and you were able to tune a guitar, for example, did you suspect there was something off? Like, other six-year-olds weren't doing it and you were?
Well, I actually did I was kind of thinking, you know, it never really dawned on me that I was doing something that, you know, a lot of people wish they could have done, but, you know, it never really dawned on me that I was doing this when I should be, you know, playing with Legos, but
right,
which I still did very frequently.
Well, Legos are cool, man.
Legos are like the best thing ever, you know, especially like that White Stripes video all out of Legos.
Yeah,
that is pretty cool. But yeah, I did a lot of guitar then, and I really wanted to be in their band. My mom and Annie were starting a band because my mom and I took drum lessons, and I kind of got away from the drum lessons a bit and just wanted to play guitar more. I still play drums, but, you know, in fact, I play drums, bass, guitar, I sing, and I play a little bit of piano, but not very much.
But that's your favorite?
Guitar is the main thing that I do. I try to practice drums, you know, a lot, but you know, the studio in my backyard that my mom's boyfriend Sean Lopez from Far works in, he has a drum kit in the drum room that we built onto the thing, and like it's been down for a while though. Like, I can't use it because he's recording a lot of bands now. He's been getting really busy with recording people in there. But every once in a while, I'll try to talk my grandpa into taking me down to the Guitar Center so I can play some of their drums, you know.
Cool.
It's always fun to go down and, like, play a few different kits that have a bunch of cymbals and have a bunch of different things that I can try. But
when you're sort of old and fat and your hair is falling out, you know, when you're in your 20s,
yeah, yeah.
What do you think you'll look back on? Like, how do you see life with an astronaut developing over the years? Do you see it becoming like a cover of the Rolling Stones kind of thing, or are you going to be more of an indie band with a strong cult following?
Yeah, I kind of started thinking the other day, you know, what if, you know, once I start getting older, it would be kind of like a child actor situation. Like, it doesn't seem very appealing anymore.
Or like, it's not as impressive because there are people that age who can do what you do.
Yeah, and then it's kind of like, so what, you know? But it'll be like, you know, just another band. But I actually really want to try and do new music that's kind of, I don't want to say nothing you've ever heard before, because, you know, it's definitely influenced by a lot of bands you've heard before. But I just want it to be like our style and not like other people's style crammed together. I just want to take a bunch of our style, take a little bit of other people and just put it in there and make it sound great, and then kind of end up being a whole different band that you can see in a few years when I'm 17. It won't be lame anymore. Well, I mean, it's not lame now, but it won't be lame then.
Right.
It won't be like a child actor situation, I hope, where they kind of get older, like, and it's not cute anymore.
That's like the biggest compliment, I guess, is when, you know, another band says, oh, you know, that sounds kind of like Life with an Astronaut.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you know that you've arrived, right?
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I was actually kind of jealous that Annie from Giant Drag got to go eat dinner with, like, Danzig a while ago. And then she was saying that she was going to tell her manager that he needed to get me and Annie to go eat with Danzig again. And that'd be really cool.
I'm sure he'd love to meet you.
Yeah, then I would have met, like, everybody I kind of recorded songs of. Like, I met My Chemical Romance recently. I met Green Day, and I gave them a DVD of our first live performance that had two of their songs on it. And, you know, I've just started meeting people that I record that I really admire and that, you know, I love their sound and I love to record their songs.
That's great. I mean, they probably meet, you know, fans all the time. You know, they're like, oh, I love your music, but you can actually come to me, and not only do I love your music, but, you know, I can play this song. Or
I didn't get a chance to talk to My Chemical Romance very much, but I did. Their bass player did get to listen to one of my old I'm Not Okay covers and, like, called my mom and left a message.
Oh, cool.
Hi, this is Mikey Way. just wanted to say you're a genius and I love you. I was like, I didn't actually get to hear the message because my mom started to play it and her phone died.
Oh, no.
She tried to turn it back on and play the message for me and it was gone. It, like, got deleted, so.
She better be telling the truth, huh?
Yeah, really. I just heard the first, hi, this, and then cut off.
Wow. Well, you want to do another live song?
Yeah. I'm going to do I'm Not Okay, I Promise. Okay. And then you can play I'm Not Okay, I Promise.
So we'll hear the two versions, acoustic style and the new production style. All right. Life with an Astronaut on Is Good on killradio.org.
Wanted honesty, that's all you had to say. I never want to let you down or have you go. It's better off this way for all the dirty looks. Photographs your boyfriend took. Remember when you broke your foot from jumping off the second floor? I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. Show you that it's not the life it seems. I've told you time and time again. You sing the words but don't know what it means. To be a joke and luck, another line without a hook. Held you close as we both shook for the last time. Take a good hard look. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I'm not okay, yeah. Forget about the dirty looks. Photographs your boyfriend took. Said you'd read me like a book. Pages are all torn and frayed now. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay now. I'm okay now. What you really need to listen to me. Cause I'm telling the truth and I mean this. I'm okay. Trust me. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I'm really not okay. Okay, I'm not okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Kind of hard to do that with one person singing.
Sure.
Trust me at the same time as the other stuff.
Hey, when you, I know you're just now getting into working on writing your own material. When you sit down to write, have you started writing a bunch of lyrics even for songs that you haven't prepared? When you start doing that, what do you think you're going to write about? Like, what are some of the things that you'd like to write a song about?
Kind of past experiences, you know, school, bad teachers, good teachers, you know, stuff that kids my age should be writing about, or stuff that kids my age shouldn't be writing about. I don't know.
So you'll bend
Either
the rules
way.
A little bit.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
But in the rock tradition.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not too much like to the side where it's like all, you know, bad and horrible. But I want it to be like, you know, kind of like a regular band. I don't want it to be like this kiddie thing where it's just like, you know, all about homework and school and things like that. But, you know, some songs can be like that. I actually never really sit down to write a song. I just kind of be like rocking, walking around and like, wait, this would be great, and have to sit down and like play it out.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, the way I wrote that song that I was talking about is I wrote just kind of part of it, and I was like, yeah, this is about all I can do with it. You know, I can't think of anywhere else to go with it. I was at my house, and I was just like, wait a minute, you know, I can do this. And then I took out the guitar and just kind of played the way I wanted it to go after the part I wrote, and I ended up writing a full verse part / chorus part. And I wrote the chorus part to it. That's kind of got to change it, and it's working on the rest of it. It's not up to listening standards yet, but yeah.
When it inevitably happens and you go around touring the whole world, Europe and everywhere, who do you think you should go on tour with? Who do you want to be the touring opener for first?
Well,
before you're of course headlining it.
Can it be bands that aren't bands anymore?
No, it has to be something that exists. Man. But who would?
Well, it'd be cool if Danzig was still on the Misfits, and I could do that. That'd be awesome. But bands like Green Day, you know, My Chemical Romance, you know, Morrissey, definitely Morrissey.
He's back, isn't he?
Yeah.
That would work.
I heard he was covering some Smiths songs. Like on his most recent tour, his band was playing a bunch of.
That's gotta be weird to cover yourself, huh?
Yeah, that's gotta be really weird. My favorite song from Morrissey is actually "Jack the Ripper" off of World of Morrissey. That's the best Morrissey song ever. But
what do you like about Morrissey? Is it sort of the?
It's kind of the Smithy,
the same thing. Yeah, sort of like off, dark. But the music is poppy, but the vocals
The thing I like about Jack the Ripper is it's not. It doesn't really have a poppiness to it, except for in the choruses. The verses are all dark and stuff. I kind of like things that kind of switch back and forth between, like, you know, dark and pop.
You know what they say about writers is, you know, that you should be reading more books than you're writing.
I read a lot of books.
Aside from all the other things you do to, you know, to add to your artistic integrity, do you listen to a lot of music? Do you spend a lot of time listening to music and learning from music?
Yeah. I also read a lot of books, too. I just recently finished reading a book for a school book report. It was a really, really cool book. It was called The Westing Game. It was about a guy who everybody supposed had died up in his mansion. And then they see some kind of movement up in the mansion. They're like, huh, what's going on? Some girl goes up in the mansion, finds him dead in his bed, and then, you know, they have a funeral for him, and then it turns out that he's like, I won't give it away, but, you know.
The things kids read these days.
Yeah, it's a really, really good book, and it's really, like, mysterious. Like, you can't really put it down, because it just keeps on throwing weird things at you. But all my mom and her two sisters, both, all three, like, read the book for a class or something in school, so it's kind of old, but it's really, really good.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, A Series of Unfortunate Events. Those books are really good. The 13th book just came out. Excited about that one. I haven't bought it yet. I'm actually still...
So you've read them all up?
Yeah, I'm actually still on the 12th book, but it's amazing. I can't wait to read that 13th. I'm kind of sad that it's going to end, but, you know, I want to get to the ending of it.
It happens with everything. Yeah, like anything that you get into, eventually it's got to end. Your favorite TV show. Yeah, they're...
Yeah.
They'll bring them out in these little cryogenic freezers, and they'll still do their thing. Why don't we throw on that track? The production version of what you just played, right?
Yeah, this is the studio mix. This is all finished, ready for the EP. This is the first taste of it.
All right, Life with an Astronaut.
It's the third track on there.
Is good. KillRadio.org.
Was the world premiere of Life with an Astronaut's brand new I'm Not Okay, I Promise, for the EP that should be coming out sometime around Christmas.
You heard it here first on Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest has been Life with an Astronaut, Dakota. Thanks so much for coming in. What's your MySpace again?
www.myspace.com/lifewithanastronaut. So you're actually glad you were listening? Now you got to hear a world premiere of a new song. Nobody's heard it but us.
And if you're listening to it now, tell your friends to come back, and if they couldn't check it out, they'll be able to download it from isgoodmusic.com. It'll be available sometime later this evening, and I'll let everyone know about that.
Yeah, that's good, because all my friends are in school right now.
Yeah.
Nobody gets to hear it, but now they will.
Thanks so much for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.